Thank you for calling your Texio. This is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Cheryl, my name is Maddie Axton. I just had someone call my house from this number who was very ugly to me because I didn't know what he was talking about. He called me about a dryer, and he said something about installation today. Now, I did order a dryer. I have lupus. I'm in the bed. He called me. He said, well, what day? I couldn't tell him because the papers that I bought the dryer was in my car. And I told him it either is next Saturday or next Monday because they discussed 2 dates. And then he was telling me that I didn't need your services or something that I think that was something he should have been discussing with Home Depot and not with me. Because, first of all, my dryer is not even due here today, and they promised me that the person would be here when the dryer came because I was going to be able to tell them a day before time that when the dryer was scheduled. The dryer is scheduled Monday. I've had 3 dryers delivered to my house. The people who deliver the dryers say they can't put it in, saying something about I need some kind of exhaust system or something, extension or something. I don't know what it is that they were talking about. So they told me I had to go to Home Depot and pay extra for this particular service. So I went in yesterday and I paid $90. I didn't have to pay for it because they gave it to me for free since I had had 3 people come out and then they couldn't hook up the dryer. And so I don't know who this guy was. I didn't do anything to him this morning. All he called me and asked me questions that I couldn't answer. I didn't have the paperwork in here, and I couldn't go because I don't walk hardly. I walk a little bit, but I don't have my walker even close to me to go walking to find out the information. I just don't know why he went off on me because I didn't tell him. I was just telling him what Home Depot told me. Home Depot told me he would come the same day the dryer was delivered, and I was supposed to call them the night before. I don't know what they told him, but I didn't deserve what he did to me.
Okay, and I do apologize for that as well. So are you just calling in to let us know that he was rude?
No, I want to know why he called me in the first place. Because
okay.
I don't have a dryer. They didn't tell me nothing about nobody's going to call me today, so why did he call me?
Okay, can you verify your name and address for me?
My name is Maddie Atkinson, and my address is 1723 36th Street, Orlando, Florida, 32839.
Okay, so I'm not sure why, because on the order he's stating that you declined to schedule, but we only call you to schedule.
No. I'm not the one that made the schedule with him. I didn't decline nothing because I didn't even know what he was talking about. I didn't know who he was because he asked me had the dryer been delivered yet. And I tried to tell him that the dryer wasn't delivered. And then he said, well, I'm going to cancel it. I said, cancel it? What do you mean cancel it? I said, you don't cancel anything. I said, that's for me to cancel. I'm the one that paid for the dryer. What are you talking about? First of all, I ain't know who he was. First of all, because nobody told me somebody's going to be calling me today about something. They didn't even tell me that the person's going to call me. They didn't tell me that. So why he was calling me today and getting arguing mad with me, I don't know. And then I call Home Depot, and then they going to tell me, are you trying to cancel the dryer again? So what are they talking about? I don't even know. I'm trying to get my dryer put in my house that I've already paid for. And I don't know why I'm getting this harassment for no reason.
Okay, we were calling to schedule you for an install. We wouldn't know when your dryer will arrive to your home. We only call for an install, so I'm not sure why he didn't relay that information to you correctly.
But nobody told me you were calling for an installation. Nobody told me. See, that Home Depot miscommunication. They didn't tell me that this person, they told me The lady called somebody while I was there. She said she had talked to them about installing the dryer next Saturday, and that the person said they were willing to do it. She didn't tell me nothing about nobody going to call me today because the dryer due next week. So that's not a usual procedure. People usually call you the night before. I wasn't mad at the guy. I don't know why he was mad at me. I don't know what's going on with them, but I know one thing. This is the worst. If they don't want to work at my house, that's fine with me. If they don't want to come here, just let me know what are you going to do? Because I don't know when the dryer is coming, because evidently y'all got the same misinformation I got. I don't know. Wouldn't they call Home Depot to find out?
We don't do that, ma'am. We can't call Home Depot. Once you receive the appliance, you can't give us a call back to schedule the install.
But I don't even know who you are.
This is XPO. We're the install company.
But nobody told me XPO. I want you to understand. Nobody told me nothing about no XPO is going to call me. And how can I cancel an appointment that I don't even know that I have?
You do not have an appointment, ma'am. We were calling to get you scheduled. Once you receive your appliance, you can give a call back.
Well, whoever called me, y'all need to teach him how to talk to somebody. Because the way he said, is the dryer there yet? I didn't even know what he was talking about. First of all, I'm waking up. Like I said, I have lupus. I'm waking up out of my sleep answering the phone. I don't know what he's talking about. And like you're telling me this, Home Depot didn't tell me that. So how am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to know as a customer? And Home Depot one nasty, they nasty over there at Meridian. Now, on the other trail, I wish I'd have got my dryer from there. Because, first of all, they would never call the people who delivered the dryer to find out what the problem is. Because they say they couldn't fix it. So I don't know what the man needs. I don't know even if he can fix it, you know. I'm just a person trying to get a dryer installed. I had a dryer in here. It was working. I gave it to my niece. I'm just trying to get a new one. That's it. So the date is supposed to be on it's the 14th on a Monday. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, but I can't schedule you if you do not have that appliance. That's what I'm informing.
Okay, so you're saying that you cannot schedule an appointment unless you have the dryer.
If you don't have that appliance at your home, we cannot schedule the install.
Well, they should have told me that. That's not what they told me in the store. The reason why we're having so many problems is because this is what's not communicated to me, and I'm not going to be the person that's the wrong person here. It was not communicated to me. And I don't know, you know, what was communicated, but the lady told me my thing was to go back and get my money back for the dryer and go to another store and get my appliance. That's what my thing was, because nobody don't know what the next person is doing. So he told me, I'm canceling your appointment. I canceled your appointment. I didn't even know I made an appointment. How you cancel something I don't know I made? I don't even know who you are calling me. And I just got this number and called back because the person called me. I can't talk to Home Depot. They ain't got no sense. I tried to find out who was calling me from them. And here go the lady telling me, what you want to turn your dryer back in? I guess I have to try to get somebody to take me. I can't even walk. I walk with a walker. I have lupus. I don't need this. I'm just trying to get a dryer. And I know you don't want to hear all of this, but I can't understand why are they being nasty? They don't want to need the money. I don't. I can go in the store and get a dryer. So I got to call you.
Yes,
whenever,
ma'am,
the dryer comes. Now, like I was telling him, he said he can come Tuesday. I told him I can't come Tuesday. Because the reason why I moved it up, the dryer to be brought to me on Monday, because the lady said the man was trying, was going to try. I don't know who she talked to, was going to try to get to me Saturday. So I said, well, I make everything easier and have it sent Monday. So I changed it from the 12th to the 14th because they didn't give me the correct information. So how am I supposed to make a judgment? I didn't know I was supposed to call. And if I was supposed to call, then they didn't give me a number to call. Oh, my goodness. And you can't call Home Depot.
No, ma'am.
I got to call you back. I got to call you back. I have to call you back in order.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to know your number to call you to fix my dryer in.
Yes, ma'am. I can provide you with their callback number.
Because that's not what they told me. They told me that the person would call me the day the dryer was brought to me. So they ain't say nothing about nobody calling me today. So I guess they'll give the right information. Well, I don't know why I called back because ain't nothing you can do for me. Because I doubt if the dryer even coming, because the way they treat me, I'm just going to get me a lawyer and see can I do something about how that I'm being treated. After they get my money, they start to act crazy, but I'm crazy too. So if I pay for a service and I don't get the service, then somebody just going to give me my money back. They ain't got nothing to do with you. It got to do with Home Depot. Y'all just doing what y'all do. But they know what they told me. And I made them put stuff in writing for me on paper yesterday because they have treated me so poorly. So now I got to call back to management and let them know that they didn't treat me no better. I got people calling my house getting mad at me because I don't even know they calling my house. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.